Hello, sports fans, and welcome to another edition of Yesterday Sports on the Sports History Network. And make sure to check out sportshistorynetwork.com/giveaways. I have two signed books I'm giving away. One is titled No Nonsense, Old School Weight Training, and the other is Reliving 1970s Old School Football.
Now it's time to take a sports break, a look at sports history on a daily basis.
Hello, my friends of sports history. This is Darren Hayes of the Sports Jersey Dispatch Podcast. Welcome once again to your sports break for this October 6th edition. And before we get to your uniform numbers and some of the greatest players and plays that ever happened on a date of October 6th, just wanted to let you know that we have an email address. We'd love to have your feedback, love to hear your comments, suggestions, any other things you have to say to us here in the Pigpen. It's pigskindispatch@gmail.com. Any comments for Pigskin Dispatch or Jersey Dispatch? Dispatch.com are more than welcome, as well as anything you have nice to say about Orville Mulligan, sports writer, as well. Now, your uniform numbers we'll talk about today are the numbers 32, 22, 5, 35, 8, and number 3. October 6, 1911, the Boston Rustlers, future Baseball Hall of Fame pitcher Cy Young's Major League Baseball farewell appearance is a letdown as he loses a game 13-3 to the Brooklyn Dodgers in his 906th game that he played in. October 6, 1919, Chicago White Sox catcher Ray Schalk is the second man ejected from the Baseball World Series in Game 5 versus the Cincinnati Reds. He was angered when pitchers Eddie Sasadi and Lefty Williams refused to follow his signals during a 5-0 loss. October 6, 1920, the first brothers who opposed each other in the World Series occurs as Cleveland's Wheeler Johnston pitch hits as his brother Jimmy Johnston played third base for the Brooklyn team. October 6, 1923, the first National League unassisted triple play occurred when Ernie Padgett did it when the Boston Braves were playing against the Philadelphia Phillies. October 6, 1926, Babe Ruth became the first Major League Baseball player to hit 3 home runs in a World Series game as the New York Yankees and Ruth beat the St. Louis Cardinals 10-5 in Game 4 at Sportsman's Park in St. Louis. October 6, 1945, the start of the Billy Goat Curse. Well, here's how it happened. Tavern owner Billy Goat Sionis bought a ticket for a seat for his goat for Game 4 of the Baseball World Series. Well, he ended up being escorted out and with his goat, and he got mad about the whole thing and cast a goat curse on the Chicago Cubs. People laughed about it at first, but the Cubs did not appear in another World Series until they won the title in 2016. So, I guess Mr. Sionis and his pet got their almost 70 years of revenge on the National League Club of Chicago. October 6, 1963, the Baseball World Series, Los Angeles Dodgers edged the New York Yankees 2-1 at Dodger Stadium for a 4-0 series sweep. Series MVP was a Dodgers pitcher, number 32, and a good one, Sandy Koufax. October 6, 1966, Baltimore Orioles pitcher number 22, Jim Palmer, at just the age of 20 years old, became the youngest pitcher to record a World Series shutout as Baltimore defeated the Los Angeles Dodgers 6-0 in Game 2 at Dodger Stadium. October 6, 1978, Kansas City Royals number 5, George Brett, hits 3 home runs, but the Yankees end up winning the championship game over the Royals in Game 3, 6-5. October 6, 1983, the New York Islanders, number 22, Mike Bossy, has his 25th career hat trick recorded as his stick was sharp that night. October 6, 1985, the New York Yankees knuckleballer, number 35, Phil Niekro, becomes the 18th pitcher to win 300 games. At age 46, he becomes the oldest to pitch a shutout, defeating the Toronto Blue Jays 8-0 was the score in that game. October 6, 1991, New York Mets number 44, David Cone, tied a National League record by striking out 19 of the Philadelphia Phillies batters in a game. And October 6, 1996, the New York Jets number 8, Nick Lowry, ended up tying a Jan Stenerud, who famously wore number 3 for much of his NFL career. They both had 373 National Football League field goals made. And that is quite an accomplishment by both men. And that's why they are both in high regard for the kicking in the NFL. So we thank you for joining us for the sports break. Thank you for joining us in the sports history. Hope you join us each and every day for more and more sports history. You can catch more at sportshistorynetwork.com. 30 podcasters bringing you all kinds of great sports history each and every day. There's thousands of hours of recorded for your listening enjoyment and free to download. Go to sportshistorynetwork.com to find more. And go to pigskindispatch.com for your football and Jersey Dispatch for more great sports history. Till tomorrow, everybody, have a great sports history day. Sorry, but my pitching coach just called timeout and he's coming out to the mound. I think I'm going to get yanked for a reliever. We'll see you back tomorrow for some more great sports history on Sports Jersey Dispatch Podcast. We invite you to check out our websites, jerseydispatch.com and pigskindispatch.com. Not only see the daily sports history, but to experience the preservation of great events and people that play the games. Find us on Pigskin Dispatch. It's also on social media outlets of Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and don't forget the Pigskin Dispatch YouTube channel to get all your daily sports history. Pigskin Dispatch is happy to be associated with the Sports History Network, the sports headquarters of yesteryear, found at sportshistorynetwork.com.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com. Hey there, Sports History fan. This is Arnie Chapman, a.k.a. the Football History Dude, and I wanted to thank you for stopping by to listen to another episode here on the Sports History Network. Our podcasters are passionate about uncovering and sharing sports stories from yesteryear. And if you didn't know it already, we have over 30 shows across the network covering all sorts of sports history topics. In fact, here's a glimpse into one of our awesome podcasts here on the network.
Each week, the Official Football Learning Academy podcast will take you deep into the history of pro football through interviews with players, coaches, or administrators in the NFL, as well as interviews with Pro Football Hall of Fame selectors, authors, and historians. You'll learn how the game evolved and important moments that shaped the sport into what it is today. And don't miss the Pro Football History Nugget of the Week. Listen to the Official Football Learning Academy podcast on the Sports History Network.
How about that? I bet you're super hyped to go listen to that new podcast, right? Well, to learn about this show and all the other podcasts on the network, head over to sportshistorynetwork.com/podcasts. Again, that's sportshistorynetwork.com/podcasts. Head over there today to find your next favorite sports history podcast.